Hello, listeners. As you are probably aware, my book, Podcasting for Business, How to Create a Show That Makes a Bottom Line Difference for Your Company, is going to be officially released on September 10th. So to give everyone a deep dive into exactly what the book contains and how it can be used to improve your podcasting investment, I got together with Tom Fox of the Compliance Podcast Network to record a 10-episode mini-series on exactly that. It's all releasing on the Compliance Podcast Network. You'll find a link in the show notes. And I'm also going to be releasing one episode here on the company show every day until launch. I know you'll enjoy it. And if you want to get a copy of the book, you can do so at podcastingforbusiness.com/book.
This is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to an exciting new podcast entitled Podcasting for Business, The Book. In this podcast, we will explore the powerful intersection of podcasting and business growth. In this exploration, I'm joined by one of the business podcast industry's top experts, Megan Doherty, to discuss her game-changing book, Podcasting for Business. Whether you're a podcasting pro or just starting out, this podcast and Megan's book will be your go-to resource for turning your passion for podcasting into a powerful business tool. In this series, we'll take a look at the reason Megan wrote this book, the role of a podcast for business, and why your podcast blueprint acts as your prime directive. We look at the value math of podcasts and take a deep dive into the 15 metrics Megan suggests you consider using. We look at combining blueprints and metrics moving forward for your podcast. We say some words on recording and post-production, sound and audio quality, and then putting it all together. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Megan Doherty on why you should listen to this podcast and, more importantly, buy her book, Podcasting for Business. Megan, give me three reasons why a listener should read this book.
Because number one, there actually is a formula for profitable podcasting. Two, it's all in the book, Podcasting for Business. And three, any business can take this information and apply it and start seeing a better return on their podcasting investment.
Podcasting for Business, the book, is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network. In this episode two, we look at the role of podcasting in business and lay out why you need a podcast blueprint for your show. Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox back again with Megan Doherty as we are in our second episode of Podcasting for Business, the book. In episode one, we introduced the book. Megan talked to us about her writing process, who the book was for, and how she wrote it. Today, we're going to start taking a deep dive into the book, and that's what we're going to do through the subsequent episodes of this podcast. Megan, this is something that you are incredibly passionate about, and that's the role of a podcast for business. So let's just start with that basic question. What is the role of a podcast for business, and how is that different than a personal podcast or a passion project? And we've been involved in all three, literally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that the biggest difference in a podcast that's for business and a podcast that's for any other purpose is that a business podcast has to be successful in some way. It has to be adding more value than it costs to create it, or at least have a plan to do that in the medium to near term. And the reason for that is, it's, as a business owner, you've got a lot of places where you can spend your time and money, and you have to be able to justify where that time and money is going. And a podcast can be a wonderful, really effective way to get a bunch of different outcomes, which I know we'll be talking about. But if it's not getting those outcomes, or if you're just podcasting and not seeing any kind of return on it, ultimately, a business can't sustain that unless it is a business that is sustaining a passion project or a hobby. So business podcasts need to work, and they need to work in a way that you can measure and point to and say, there, that's the value. This is the outcomes that are happening because I'm podcasting. And if it's not doing that, then it either needs to change or the project needs to be shelved.
Megan, earlier this week, I was talking to a client that I do a branded podcast for, and they said they had realized they were not integrating their podcast into their overall marketing strategy, and they're going to start to do that on a go-forward basis. Yeah. But I wanted to ask, why is that important, and or why should a business consider this one part of their overall marketing strategy? And then how can a business incorporate the podcast into an overall marketing strategy?
Yeah, I think that's something that's so important for businesses to be thinking about when they're getting into podcasting, because a podcast, even though it's going to have its own criteria for success or failure, and it's going to have its own job to do within the business, it's still part of your whole body of work. So it's not going to be experienced for the most part by people who only listen to the podcast. They're going to see your website. They're maybe going to be following you on social media. They'll be receiving your emails. And so there needs to be at least some level of consistency and cohesion between what your podcast is doing and saying and what your business is doing and saying in other places and on other channels. So the best way to do that is to have everyone who's involved in the marketing of your business at least be aware of what's going on with the podcast and maybe getting to contribute to that and have an idea of what is going on so that there can be that cohesion. And on a planning basis, if you've got big events or big launches over the course of a year, that should be reflected in your podcast as well. So there needs to be some cross communication between the different areas of your business. When you've got something that's important to tell people, your podcast is a great way to do it. So it's got to be well organized enough and mesh well enough that you can make sure that cross communication is happening.
Megan, I've started telling clients and potential clients that when you create a podcast for business, the podcast is only about 40% of your overall marketing, because I'm a huge advocate of creating or repurposing content from the podcast. And I do it in the form of audiograms. Some people use videograms. Of course, there's show notes, certainly social media shares for LinkedIn, Twitter, or other sites. Do those play a role into the overall marketing strategy, plus the audio podcast, or if you want to go YouTube, the video podcast?
Absolutely. It all goes together. And so I generally categorize everything that is associated with the podcast as part of the podcast work. So any social posts that are derived from it, any emails you send about it. And for some businesses, that'll be the only, it's the engine that drives all of their marketing and all of their social media. But for others, if you've got other kinds of content being created, then yeah, I think it will make up a percentage, as you say. But figuring out the different assets you want to create for your podcast is one of the most fun parts about it. Because depending on what your goals are and what your business is and where your audience and where your listeners are, where your clients are, you're going to make different choices. And you can really play with those different variables to come up with a formula that brings a lot of value to your business and hopefully a lot of engagement too.
Megan, you coined a term, podcast blueprints. Can you tell us what podcast blueprints are and how they should be used? And then we'll go directly into them.
Absolutely. So these are the business podcast blueprints. And we've been talking about these, I think, since about 2020. And they are five of them. And they are the prime directive of your podcast, if you'll forgive a little nerdism. The reason you want to have this prime directive, this one single, it's an overarching goal for the podcast. If it's doing this one thing well, then it's working for your business. And the five of them are audience engagement, relationship building, thought leadership, conversion, and content. And it's really important to choose one of these as the most important, because you have a lot of strategic decisions that you need to make about the show. Are you going to have sponsors? How long is it going to be? Who are you going to talk to? Are you going to have guests at all? Where are you going to promote it? How are you going to repurpose it? And when you know what that prime goal of the podcast is, all of those decisions become a lot easier, because you can ask yourself, will my podcast help me achieve, say, thought leadership? Will having sponsors help me get thought leadership? Maybe yes, maybe no. It could depend on the business. But by asking that question and using it as a decision filter, you're going to find making strategic decisions for the show a lot easier. And all the work that you do on it is going to be aligned for that one purpose. You're going to get benefits from all of the blueprints as you go along. But by choosing one to focus on, you're going to get there faster.
Could you explain the difference between relationship building and audience engagement?
Yeah. So a relationship building show, let me give the quick definition of all the blueprints. May I?
Sure.
Relationship building shows, those exist. Their main function is to connect you with other people, usually in a guest format. In an audience engagement show, it's to engage an audience that you already have by some means. Maybe they're already website visitors. Maybe they're on your email list, but they're people who are already aware of you by some means. Thought leadership, the most important thing it's doing is getting your own IP and ideas and your company brand out there into the world. Conversion shows are about getting people to take an action and kind of move from one type of relationship with you to another one. And content shows, some shows exist just to create content, and that's a perfectly good reason to podcast.
Do you really have to have just one, or can it be a combination or even all five?
You are the boss of your podcast, and you can do whatever you want. But I have found that if you really try for, you can get away with optimizing for two and kind of having two as the high level purpose, but sometimes goals and outcomes that you might want are going to be in conflict with each other. And the blueprint kind of has to be the final decision maker there. So I think it's important to have one that's the most important, and you can try to also get some of the others. And you really will find, say, if my podcast, The Company Show, is primarily a relationship building show, but I get lots of content benefits from it. I get lots of thought leadership benefits from it. I get lots of audience engagement benefits from it. But when I make decisions about it, it's about, is this going to help me more effectively make good relationships? And so that means my decision-making is easy and my decisions are aligned.
What are the strategic decisions or strategic decision a business should make around their podcast? Is it determining which of the blueprints to make the prime directive, or is it something else?
The blueprint is going to be, that's the most important reason that you're podcasting. And when you know that, you can make all sorts of other kind of decisions. So some of the ones, like I mentioned, it's, should you have guests or not? And if you have guests, who should they be? Or it should be, should I have sponsors? What kind of sponsors, and where in the show should they be? Where should I promote this episode? Should I be on X, or should I be on LinkedIn? The blueprint is going to help you answer those questions. And so whenever you are faced with a decision, how long should my episodes be? Will 60-minute episodes help me engage my audience more? That's going to depend on your business. Maybe they love those long, luxurious, deep dive conversations. Maybe they don't. But now you know the question to ask and the information you need to make the decision. So that's how I use these as a tool.
So what's the tale of three podcasters?
This is my example of how one podcast that looks really similar on the surface actually can have, or multiple podcasts that look the same can be very different and be doing different things within a business. So you've got kind of picture the standard podcast. It's a host and a guest, just like this one here, talking for about 20 minutes, releases once a week. And there are a bunch of different ways that same format or the same structure can be used in a business. It can be a thought leadership podcast for one company. It can be a relationship building podcast for another, or it can be an audience engagement for a third. And just by playing with all of the different variables involved in podcasting, you can take something that is like the same on the surface to the outsiders, but it can be doing something so unique and so specific for your business that it couldn't be replicated by anybody else.
So Megan, unfortunately, we are near the end of our time for this episode, but I wanted to ask if our listeners wanted more information on the book, to perhaps pre-order the book, or when will the book go on sale? Where can they go?
They should go to podcastingforbusiness.com/book. You'll find all the details about how to pre-order it, when it officially launches, and how to get the cool bonuses.
Well, Megan, I look forward to continuing this conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Podcasting for Business, the book. I hope you will check out Megan's book. We've linked to the resource in the show notes. You can pre-order it now. I would encourage you to do so and also attend her virtual Podcasting for Business conference, which will be held in May. I hope you will join us for our next episode, where we take a look at value math and make an introduction to metrics for business podcast. This podcast is a special production of the Compliance Podcast Network.